China EV insurance registrations for week ending October 8, Li Auto 6900, NIO 1300, XPeng 1300. By CNEV Post. Insurance registrations for major electric vehicle companies in China generally fell last week as most of the week was covered by a long Golden Week holiday. For the week of October 2 to October 8, Li Auto sold 6,900 vehicles, placing it number one among China's new car makers, the company said today on Weibo. As before, Li Auto didn't explain the basis for calculating the weekly sales, but apparently, they were insurance registrations. The company suspended sharing that data in May, but has since resumed sharing it. In October, Li Auto will challenge 40,000 monthly deliveries, it said. The company delivered a record 36,060 vehicles in September, up 212.72% year-on-year and up 3.28% from August. Most of last week was covered by China's long National Day holiday, from September 29 to October 6. October 7 and October 8 were work days, though they are weekends. Li Auto spent the holiday upgrading its plant in Changzhou, Jiangsu Province, in eastern China, with double-shift production across all lines. On October 8, the company said the upgrade was completed. Li Auto did not share insurance registration figures for the last week of September, due to the holiday. But figures shared by other sources monitored by CNEV Post show that Li Auto had 7,600 insurance registrations for the week of September 25 to October 1. Li Auto's insurance registrations decreased by 9.21% last week compared to the previous week. NIO vehicles had 1,300 insurance registrations in China last week, according to data shared by Li Auto. NIO's vehicle insurance registrations were down 70.45% last week from 4,400 the week before, and it's unclear whether the company also used the holiday season to adjust its production lines. Notably, most of NIO's models saw their wait times reduced on October 8, with four lower-priced models seeing wait times of 2 to 3 weeks and the flagship SUV, the ES8, reduced from 5 to 6 weeks to 4 to 5 weeks. NIO delivered 15,641 vehicles in September, down 19.08% from 19,329 in August while up 43.79% from 10,878 a year ago. XPeng also had 1,300 insurance registrations last week, according to figures shared by Li Auto. That's a 71.11% decrease from 4,500 units the week before. XPeng officially launched the new G9 on September 19 and said on October 7 that the model had received more than 15,000 firm orders after 15 days on the market. On September 25, XPeng launched the 2024 XPeng P5, eliminating the LiDAR option and cutting the number of versions to just two. XPeng delivered 15,310 vehicles in September, its eighth sequential increase. The numbers shared by Li Auto today did not include Tesla, and the numbers shared by other sources monitored by CNEV Post similarly excluded Tesla. BYD's insurance registrations last week were down 17.89% to 51,400 units from the previous week's 62,600, the smallest decline among major EV makers. BYD sold 287,454 NEVs in September, up 42.83% year-on-year and up 4.76% from August for its eighth sequential increase. Densa, BYD's premium brand, stood at 1,300 units last week, down 55.17% from 2,900 units the previous week. Netta was at 900 units last week, down 77.5% from 4,000 in the previous week. Zeekr was at 1,500 last week, down 48.28% from 2,900 the week before. Leapmotor was at 1,700 units last week, down 60.47% from 4,300 the week before.